Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink pops his and clean. A fountain drink and urinals hanging on the wall.
Factory. I love that song.
Factory or
that's Les Gray.
Lex Gray.
And the
Lex
Urban Gray. Pioneers.
And the Urban Pioneers. That is some good shit right there. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm back from Florida.
Who fucking cares? I do.
Rod's back from Chile, man. He was chilling in Chile.
Yeah.
But we are back, man. We're very happy to be back. And here we are, man. We got a big show tonight. We got some callers coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who do we got?
Set up the show tonight. I don't know. You did it.
We're gonna have Road Captain. Road Captain's calling in tonight.
Yeah, that,
all right.
That roadcaptain.com.
Roadcaptain.com. That sounds like an awesome app that I cannot wait to download.
It's Mike Harrison, right? Is that it?
Yes.
I hope I got that right.
And we're gonna also have
Tim Ford. Hopefully,
calls in sometime tonight.
That was amazing.
Those guys did great.
They did it. They broke a record. I am so happy.
Plus, we're gonna also have. John D.
Black Stock
calling in with his, what is he at? The flat track, right?
Racing. Yeah.
He's going to talk about that. So we have a big show tonight, man. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to start off by saying, fuck, Ron's back.
What the fuck?
I was going to say, almost a month.
Right?
I'm back.
You're back.
Yeah, so, and a little darker. You got some chilly sun.
Yeah, before I forget.
What? Do we have gifts?
Uh-oh, what is that?
Woohoo! I got a t-shirt from the Harley-Davidson Santiago.
And I don't get shit again.
Look, everybody.
You know, look. I don't get shit again.
Muy
and whatever.
Bonita.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mucho gracias.
Mucho gracias.
I love it.
Talking to the top of the mic.
I love it. Well, I was showing off my shit.
Shit.
Again?
Yeah.
You're always
stop showing
that.
Your shit, all right?
Even from Chile, I got to see a little shit.
I know.
Yeah, you had a good time. You really good. Had a good time down there. I was impressed with the food.
Dude, it was the food, the people, the roads. It
great place
amazing.
For riding, I'm sure.
Right.
It's a great place to ride in general. I'll touch on Chile itself, but the people themselves and the riders down there are amazing.
Right.
They're really good people.
And yeah, they seem really nice. They seem very, you know,
dude,
down to earth.
Very, very down to earth. It's just a Chilean way. You know, everyone's just, like, really cool.
Oh, it's the Chilean way.
The Chilean way, yes.
The Chilean way.
But the first night I got out, I shot over to this bar in Santiago with my cousins. And hola, prima. ¿Cómo estás? My cousin Carolina.
Don't be speaking that shit to us. We don't understand that shit.
And our
right?
boyfriend Alvaro. We went out to this bar, Barrena.
Right.
And like within 15, 20 minutes, as soon as these guys all got wind of the show, they were all coming up to me and they would sit on my bike, take pictures of the bike. It was just mayhem.
You handed out a lot of stickers.
That was great.
Thank you for doing that.
I handed out a ton.
We're international now, folks.
Yes, we are. We're international. Yeah. We're everywhere. Yeah.
We are everywhere.
And you know what? You want to check out this show, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com, on Facebook. Go to our page. Like our page.
Well,
you love us.
Yeah. If they're listening on the website already, then yes, go to the Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're
yeah.
already on Facebook.
We're everywhere. And we're the right. only motorcycle show you want to listen to. We're the best.
Absolutely.
The best.
We definitely got some new fans in Chile, which is amazing.
Yes.
I want to say hello to Daniel down in Moto Patagonia.
Daniel.
Real,
what's up, Daniel?
Real good guy. He has that phenomenal business down there for touring Patagonia.
Nice.
He's been real helpful with me. Thanks for all the information as far as bikes and stuff like that in Chile.
Nice.
So we'll touch on that a little
excellent.
Bit.
Excellent. Excellent. So it sounds like you had a really good time. And I didn't get no fucking t-shirt.
Hey,
you know?
I'll tell you the truth. I hit the dealership down there and they had nothing over large.
Really? So
yeah.
Are you trying to say I'm fat? How the fuck are you wearing a shirt?
It's not from Chile.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not from Chile. No.
It's
my
not
God.
From Chile. But,
Chile.
I'm definitely, we got a plan going. So
yeah,
we
will.
Some shirts.
We will plan to get down there. Yes, we will. And I was actually in Florida myself.
I saw that. You were doing the Villages tour. How's your...
The Villages is great, man. I tell you, it is a wild place to be in, man. It's like you go to the Villages and you're going to have a good time. I mean, regardless, you're going to have a fucking blast down there. Because it's a golf cart community, for one. But you can bring a car in there, you know? And you can just get trashed, man. There's bars everywhere. It's a partying place for people over 55 or 48.
I'm sure you fit right in.
I fit right in. I had a good time. My mother was real nice down there.
Yes, hi, Mom Rizzo, if you're listening.
Mom Rizzo was out there, you know. So
Mom Rizzo is a pip, and your daughter Jackie is just amazing. So,
my daughter Jackie.
Yeah, I had fun chatting with her while you guys were like drunk up by the pool.
Yeah, I was pretty fucking banged up, but
but that's all right. But I'm glad you're back. Everybody knows what happened last Monday,
right?
And then I did manage to salvage.
How
did
the show sound tonight? Anybody? The show that I'm back. Does the show sound any better tonight?
It better.
Not my voice. You know, I can imagine two fucking people said, "You got a great radio voice." I'm like, "You fucking talking to me?"
You know, that's an insult, by
Dude,
the way.
You got a face for porn.
No, when somebody says you have a face for radio, they just insulted you.
That's not good.
No. Oh, Anna's there. Hi, Anna.
But I'll take it, though.
Hey, the Kuwish princess.
She's on.
Anna. Bring us some Chinese food.
Oh, John Frew says we sound great.
Well, I
got to
tell you, John Frew is the man. You know, like every week I put out there, "You got a good barbecue place? Tell me about it."
John told me.
I want to ask you, though, that picture that I sent you, that sandwich, what? How many hours were you salivating for that?
It was a couple. I was definitely dying over that. But
that was insane. Any place on earth, I would have not imagined they'd have my name on their street sign.
That's funny. That's great. But anyway, back to what I was talking about real quick. John Frew called me up and is like, "You down in Florida? I have a great barbecue place for you."
Dude, you hooked up, man.
I did.
You hooked
up.
He got the best hookup.
Backwoods.
Oh, yeah, it was our shirts.
Backwoods.
Yeah,
this was given to me to promote on the air.
Was that given to you by Jeannie?
Jeannie Lee is the nicest woman ever want to meet. If you're ever in the Mount Dora area in Florida, you got to go to this place. It's Backwoods Smokehouse. Okay? We'll put the address up on our website. I think I already did that.
You did it like a few times, actually.
Yeah.
Just go through our feed, and you'll see everything. He posted photos. He did all kinds of
Yeah,
yeah.
I had a fight with the alligator. I won. They put the sticker right on his fucking nose. But he ate my foot. But that's all right.
That was good. You did good there.
I did good. I think I did.
You were there. Okay, folks. He was there literally for 6 hours.
Yeah, I was there 6 hours. Well, Jeannie was such a nice host. That we were drinking beers with her, we were hanging out, we were eating, we were talking, and I really enjoyed her restaurant so much that I didn't want to leave. We was had a good time.
No, tell everybody the story about what you told me, that you got there and she wasn't there.
Well, when I got there, she wasn't there, and then the waitress said that she left already, but then when she found out I was going to be there, she came all the way back, and she hung out with us, which was really awesome, man. She really... an awesome person. Jeannie Lee, listening? Is she listening? I don't know.
I don't know.
To you, Jeannie Lee. Awesome person. Go check out a barbecue place. There is a second location up north. I forgot the name of it. It's on the website. She has two fine locations, folks. Both in Florida. And both on each side of the villages. So you can go there and check that out.
So you went both ways then is what you're telling
I
us.
I went both ways. I did. Uh-huh. I really did. But
that does not surprise
Oh, man,
me.
She had some brisket that was so good. Oh, Jesus Christ. But you know
how,
what?
So how good was her brisket?
It was so good. It was so good.
You're an idiot.
But I had a good time down there. It was. I feel like I'm bassy. We sound bassy. We sound good. No.
John says good. We sound good. If John Frew says we sound good,
John,
then we are good.
I gotta thank you again, John, for heading me in the right direction of a great barbecue place in Florida. You're the man. So, and I didn't bring any back for you guys. They ate all of it.
Go figure.
And I can tell you the price is right too, man. We got like it was like a family feast of four. And
that was just for you.
Yeah. So much food.
That was.
The first they brought the first plate out, I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to do this myself, you know? Mm-hmm. Then they came out with another plate. I'm like, oh, shit. And then next thing you know.
They brought you the cow.
Yeah. I had all this food, and like, we took it home, and we made sandwiches with it for the next day. It was really a beautiful thing. It really was. But John Fruit, thank you again. Jeannie Lee, you are the woman. And John Fruit's calling me right now, so I'll put him on the air.
Look at that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's good. Adam's... So
hold on, John.
Craig actually asked, where the hell is Adam? Adam is actually working...
Hello, John, you're on the air.
Great. I don't know what it is. Every time I turn your radio show on my computer, it fries my computer.
That's because I'm so damn hot. That's why.
She's hot. That's what it is.
I'm just calling. What's up, John? I see it.
Oh, just hanging out here. Just out riding around today. It was a beautiful day here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice.
It was great riding weather out here in New York.
So you liked the barbecue place.
I really did. It was great. And Jeannie was really nice. Nice. Her son was really nice, too. I forgot his name, but we had a good time. Real good time.
So. I heard you were there 6 hours.
6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was just on appetizers.
Yeah.
It was really good, though. I really enjoyed it. You know, they had the brisket was out as well. The ribs are full off the bone.
Nice.
You know, I'm telling you, if you live in Florida, you got to go check this place out. Backwoods Smokehouse. Mount Dora. And the second location is a weird name. John, do you know the second location?
Yeah, it's up by Palakta. Isn't it Chilakta or something
some
like that?
Some weird name, but...
It's out in the Ocala National Forest. It's in the middle of the woods.
And it's all biker-friendly, too. All biker-friendly. Go and... enjoy yourself, man. Feast. The price is right. Can't beat it. So, you know?
Yeah.
So, Jeannie, if you're listening, I think it's a hell of a plug, don't you think? Send me some ribs.
How the hell with Johnny? Send us something. Now I'm hungry.
So, what's up, John? What's else going on, brother?
Well, today I just was informed that, of course, you know, Mike or Alex, the attorney from Miami, he got a cease and desist order from Mike Axel from National Bike Week.
Right.
And then Mike Axel is now charging you $9.95 if you want to get emails from National Bike Week to see what's going on with his event.
Oh, my God, really?
So if you want to get an email, you got to pay $9.95 a month.
Oh, my God.
Really? Okay.
Do you get access to 30 other sites?
Also promoting. Well, that's what he has on the. internet, you can't get on the stages no more unless you pay $9.95.
Unless you pay $9.95.
That's a joke. That really is a joke. Sad, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we all know what's happening. MC posted about the not getting the permit yet and the link for the public information.
Right.
So, you know, it's out there, people, you know.
I honestly can't believe we're still on this.
Well, it's not – you know what's going to happen. We're going to continue talking about it till the date shows up for the actual event. That's what it's going to be.
Right.
Whether it's good or bad, I mean, I'm not saying anything about it other than for calling it for what it is.
Right.
And the state
– Exactly.
The Department of Health in the state of Tennessee has not issued them a mass gathering permit, period. And if you don't have a permit for
that – You can't do nothing.
You can't do anything. You can't sell tickets. They were ordered. Oh,
well, also today,
some racing going on out back.
Unofficial,
right, good.
On the unofficial Nashville Bike Week thing, they've been saying he's been given refunds, and so far he's back over $8,500 and given refunds back as of today.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Well, so at least he's doing that.
Going on.
Well, you know what? Yeah, if he's doing the right thing, that's good. You know what I mean? So,
that's what I said, too, as long as he does the right thing, you know.
Sorry for being rude on my phone over here.
Why are you being rude?
I see myself, looks like I'm texting and I didn't pay attention. But I am paying attention. I'm thinking about those rips. But, you know.
Yeah, well, stop looking at the screen and have a conversation. Turn your phone over. It's like I'm dealing with a kid. Oh, my God.
You know what?
I'm going to smack you silly, you ass. Yeah.
She is mama.
I am. Mama. I am the mama.
But anyway.
I am. I'm going on it.
Wow, you got a tough crowd up here in New York, I'll tell you.
John, it's tough.
You don't know nothing.
It really is tough.
You really got to experience this with mama.
I do have a great story, though. I mean, on the way down to Florida, I had a box full of stickers that I had, and I stopped.
You ate them.
No.
But you were, okay, go ahead.
I stopped in the south of the border. Me and my daughter put some stickers up, you know, some Jim Caesar stickers. I found some old ones. It was fun. And I get in the car, I leave. And I get to Florida, and I go to give my cousin some stickers, and I don't have any. I can't find them anywhere, so I'm figuring, you know what? They probably fell off the back of my car. There's probably stickers all over 95.
They're all over the interstate.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happens is, you hear the bikes? Beautiful.
That's not a bike. That's a drag car, you dumb fuck. Don't you know the difference? Oops. They were bikes. We got another call coming in.
Yeah, John, we got a call coming in. Can we get back to you?
Yeah, sure. I'll catch up with you guys later.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Hello, you're on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello?
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 Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, John? This is Mike from RoadCaptain.com.
Oh, Mike, I was looking forward to this phone call. How are you, buddy?
All right, brother. How's it going?
Good. So, what's happening? Glad you called.
Well, I got a great app that's coming out now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have my phone case. I should have took it off. It's making a noise. I'm sorry. Let's hear about your app. You have the concept is awesome about the app called Road Captain. So go ahead.
Yeah, Road Captain's coming out right now. It's going to be out probably the end of June. It's going to be an interactive app. So what's going to happen is you get our app, you're going to go see the best bar, bike-friendly bars. You're going to have the best restaurants to go to. You're going to have the best road sites, the scenic routes. You're going to have a day planner.
Right.
Nice.
So any kind of day planner you go up, if you want to go 100 miles, you put the miles you want to go on. It's going to tell you the best scenic routes, the best routes to take.
Nice.
And, that's awesome.
I like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know what? And can you put stuff in like hotels along the way or barbecue places?
You put the hotels halfway coming through. You put the destination. If you're doing a long trip, say from here to Myrtle Beach, like we're doing next month.
Right.
You're going to have that coming straight out. We go out to Myrtle Beach. You're going to break it down to a couple hours, you know, 8 hours out there. Then you can stop at a hotel, bike-friendly hotel.
Okay.
And it's going to have all the information there right there on the app for you.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's awesome.
Gonna have a weather thing too. So if you're going through weather, you know how the weather changes down south. And it says the weather's gonna be bad. The weather is gonna break it down. It's gonna give you an alert that hey, want to pull over, get a burger and a beer. The rain's gonna pass you by. You know.
So this app's gonna be rider friendly as far as you know updates and stuff like that.
Hello.
You still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Rod was asking you a question. I don't know if you heard him or not. Say it again, Rod.
I was asking if this is going to be a rider-friendly update, you know, type of app where, you know, if like you said, the weather's changing or, if, you know, they come up to a roadside bar that's having some kind of pig roast or something, you'll be able to, you know, pop it in?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Absolutely. It's gonna give you, if a bad weather's coming in, it's going to give you an alert. If you're passing Harley Davidson places, it's going to give you an alert.
Right. Nice.
You can stop here at this Harley station. You can stop there at this Harley.
Nice.
Or if there's a leather place that makes his own leather jackets or his own saddlebags.
Right.
You want to see his shop, you could also stop and check out his shop, too.
Wow, that's great.
That's cool.
How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I got stuck going to see my daughter. We were going down to Myrtle Beach last year. And my daughter goes to High Point University in North Carolina.
Right.
So she got sick, so I had to go off the pack, and I went to see her. And I wind up in places that I should have been.
Wow.
You know, so I figured it has to be a lot easier.
Right. Is that better?
Well, you know what, Mike? Can you hang on for just...
John.
Hold on one second.
John, don't put your hand near the phone because when you put your hand by the phone, that's when you get the feedback.
Either that or disconnect it and plug it back to
He's fine right now. Just take your hand away from the phone because when you put your phone in, that's when you get the feedback.
Okay.
Sorry about that, brother.
Yeah, we were getting some feedback from your call, so we didn't want to do it. So now I looked into it. Now the app is you're about ready to launch in about 19 days. Is that correct?
The end of June, it should be coming out.
All right, beautiful. So that's good. It's still during the riding season, which is nice. I know it takes a while to get all the routes in and get all the information, and I know how long it takes to get an app functioning, the computer nerd that I'm at. Mm-hmm. But when you do have it ready to launch, is it a free app, or is there going to be a fee for that, like, you know, a couple of bucks?
It's going to be free for 40 days.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's not going to be like I just heard a guy say $9.99 for an app. I mean, that's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's going to be $1.99.
Beautiful. Nice. So I would definitely download that then.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I will.
And have
and it.
It
also has charity runs in your area. So if you want to go out in the weekend and you don't know where to go, it's going to show you where the charity area is going to be, where the biker charity rides are going to be.
Nice.
Excellent.
You've got to have everything in your own area all over the world.
Wow.
Even Chile.
There you go.
Even Chile. Okay.
You just spoke my language,
so,
my friend.
So make sure you connect with me.
All over the country, all over the world. It's an international app.
Nice.
And we just added another opponent in. It's called the emergency detonator. If you get off the road, you have a slide off the road or you hit a ditch, it's going to go right to the nearest emergency station.
Wow.
So you got the quick response of the emergency units coming to you and making sure you're all right.
Oh, wow, that's huge.
That right there alone.
That's huge.
So in other words, that the phone, when you have it, it's going to detect something is terribly wrong.
Yes.
Wow.
North Star. Yeah, everyone heard of North Star?
Yeah.
I have an OnStar does the same thing.
If
yeah.
If your bike goes down, it's going to set your phone's going to send that alert to the nearest emergency station that's out there.
Oh, Mike, that's fabulous.
That's freaking huge.
Wow.
That is huge.
All right.
For $1.89, it's going to people to be safe. I'm going to get you lost, and then I'm going to
bring us back.
Yeah, no, that's great. That concept alone is worth it just for peace of mind. Even if, you know, you just have the app on, and you're not using it for all the other great features, just to have it on while you're driving because you know where you're going.
Right.
Yeah, that's a fabulous safety feature.
It is. It is.
Thank you for doing that. That's actually
no one else has that out there.
No.
So having an interactive app out there, just so you, if you're just learning to ride this year or you've been riding for the last 30 years, you could go out and meet new people. We have the best biker community ever is the biker community.
Yes.
We're awesome people.
I say that too. You know?
Yeah, no, we
get
all are.
Together, get more bikes riding instead of riding on a weekend or riding for a couple of hours during the day. Go out there and enjoy your bike.
That's right.
I mean, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, the rides.
Get the road, man.
So let me ask you another question, not to add more craziness to you, to your app, but by any chance, you know how on the other apps, if there's an accident or things like that, would you happen to be putting in a pothole alert?
Yeah, well,
I was going to go there. Thank you.
That would be awesome.
Just saying. I don't want to. I know you. You know you got till June, but you know where people can punch in and let people know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you a pothole alert.
Like a Waze.
You're gonna be the perfect person to try the app out first for free.
I'll test it.
Yes.
So if you give me more feedback, we'll add anything on. It's gonna be a work in progress. Every year we're gonna be adding stuff onto this. It's gonna get bigger and better.
It's gonna be great.
You know, yeah. Got, I can see it being like a Waze.
Coming out. You know.
Yeah.
Instead of having a Bluetooth, we're gonna have glasses coming out so you can hear it right from your glasses.
Right. That's a good idea.
You look down all the time. You can actually hear where you want to go. So we're working in progress, you know.
Right.
Wow.
All right. I got a question from one of our listeners out there. Terry Lewis is asking if this app will work even if you lost signal on your phone. Is this going to have some
problem?
Terry Lewis is asking if this app will work even if you have no signal on your phone.
Well, it would be like, wouldn't it be just like Google Maps? It's the same principle. It'll keep you on the route that you're at, and then once the signal gets back.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get.
Everything we get, every signal that we get, is actually comes from Google Maps.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to have a backload.
We came up with Google Maps, so we're not on. That's another thing. A lot of people don't have Google Maps to run off of. We got the okay from Google Maps to run our app off of their satellite.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Yeah, so even if you don't have a signal, you're still getting a satellite from Google Maps.
That's great.
So what I'm thinking is if you have your pre-planned map already set up in your phone and you get into an area that has completely no signal, what you've already preloaded into your phone as your map guide, that's going to be with you the entire trip, and then it'll re-pick up when the signal comes in.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's awesome.
I really love this concept. We want everybody. I posted the link on the feed for all the live video. It's also on our page. It's roadcaptain.com, and you can also like their Facebook page as well, which is the link that I think I have on there now is your actual Facebook page, but also it's also your website, roadcaptain.com. So everybody really should go in there and just keep the notifications, you know, and then as soon as it comes out, the first 40, you get the app for free. But it's worth the $1.99, and I would even pay a dollar extra for the emergency aspect.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's an add-on for me for OnStar. If you want, you know, these little add-ons, I would pay an extra buck just to have that emergency feature. You know, it's kind of like if it's tethered to the phone or whatever, the bike crashes, it senses it. It's just like Google Maps can tell you how fast you're going and, like, slow the F down. Hello.
Hello.
You know.
I like it.
I like the idea.
I like the way she thinks.
Yeah. No, we need to talk. I tried speaking to you.
Talk,
I was actually at this past Saturday. You were there at the Bikers for Brooklyn Blessing because I work for my day job is I work for Motorcycle Mike Levine. Shameless plug. There's the shirt. See? Woo! There we are. I was in the back by the tattoo guy. Shut up, man. And, I flashed everybody my shirt. But anyway, but I really did want to talk to you. I was serious when I messaged you privately about it. So,
I have no problem with that, absolutely.
Okay, fabulous.
Thing, you know, we keep it down so low because we're going to have the advertisers coming in.
Oh.
And I want to give the best product out to the people out in the biker community.
Yes.
At a nice price, you know. We're all not made of money, you know.
And so, we're going to promote you.
Keep it down. Let the big guys pay, you know. You know, all the biker shops and the Indians. And I mean, I'm going to have all these people on board sooner or later.
Yeah. Excellent. You'll have everybody on board. It'll be great. You're doing the right thing, like, you know, like how we're doing it. We're going out. We're meeting people. We're shaking hands. We're handing out stickers, you know, things like that.
You can't sell something unless you believe in it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I believe in the biker community, and I believe this app is the way to go to get bikers together. To have great runs, have a blast, you know, and just, you know, a couple of beers and ride and see some beautiful scenery. A lot of people don't even know their own backyards in Long Island. You know, they don't know where, you know, they just go up and down 95 at sunrise. There's so much beautiful things. We do rides on the weeknight rides. We go out to Mills Pond and we go out to Southampton just on the nights, you know, a couple of hours.
We're going to have to join you one night.
You have to.
Yeah, we definitely have to. And we're going to continue to promote your app because we think it's fantastic. And we wish you the best of luck, man. And we really hope you go all the way.
I really appreciate you guys having us, Margaret. I really appreciate Rob. You know, I mean, this means a lot to me, you know, to get it out.
Right.
You know, you're not only are you a hometown boy. Yeah, not only are you a hometown boy, but, you know, you're also part of the lifestyle, too. So it's, you know, and you've been there, seen it, done that, just like all of us have. So, you know, yeah, listen, we'll support you what you're doing. You're hard working.
Ideas come from reality, man. You know, when this idea hit me, that's because I've been there. Right. I got flat tires in bad areas, you know?
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to get a flat tire in a bad area.
No way.
So, no.
You know what's funny?
So, you know, I've been, you know, all over this country on my bike. So I want to continue to do so.
Well, when you're ready to hit Chile, give me a call.
.com is going to help everyone to do what I like to do.
Right.
You know, even if they want to do it in their own area. Right. Going to show them the best places to go.
Okay.
And,
so,
excellent.
The best scenic routes.
We have one more question from Terry. Terry wanted to know if you were actually going to be down for Myrtle Beach Bike Week in May. Were you going down there?
She's we're going down there. I'm going to be down there on the 19th to the 20th.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the 15th. The 15th to the 19th. I'm going to be down there.
Okay. So Terry Lewis, he'll definitely be down there.
Awesome.
So look for the road captain.
I'm going to have one of my one of my banners is going to be hanging up in Suck Bank Blow.
Oh, in Suck Bank Blow.
We're going to do their run to shoot it off. They have a bike run. Coastal bike run that they do every year.
Right.
So then we'll go back to the Sun Bike Blow, and I'm going to have my banner up there for World Captain Doc.
Nice. So, awesome.
Yeah, they were kind enough to help me out with that, too. I mean, everyone seems to, every time I talk to it, you know, everyone seems to love it so much that they just want to, you know, help it.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. We'd love to get together with you, too, man. Do something.
Yeah, that would be
definitely
great.
Yeah. You know what's funny? It's like,
you know how to reach me.
I'm sorry.
He's a local boy. He should come down to the studio one night.
Yeah, on the show.
On the show and show, you know, the app and stuff on the show.
More than welcome.
I heard you talk. I heard you guys talking about pieces for radio, though.
but I see you in person, Mike. You do not have a face for radio. That's a face for radio.
That's very kind.
That's a face for radio.
And that's a face for radio.
Wow.
And I'm not saying nothing about my
face.
She's
a month
right
away from you guys, and it still doesn't let up.
You know what I think is funny? Like, we get so many calls every week that we do the show, and all of our calls, I'd say 97% of our calls are from Carolina, Florida, Ohio. When you get somebody from New York on the phone,
you know they're from New York.
He's from New York.
Right. No, definitely.
Yeah, you can hear our voice, right?
Yeah.
Like, there ain't no twang here.
No twang. What accent? What are you talking about?
What accent? Forget about it.
I do want to say something, though, about the Bikers for Brooklyn blessing while you're still on the phone, because that's a great organization, and you were there from the – I need your opinion, because you actually did the ride. I was at the end site, so setting up, so I couldn't actually do the run. But how is the run? I mean,
I met the Bikers for Brooklyn at Full Throttle's Icebreaker.
Right.
At Patchogue.
Okay.
And,
I was there.
Good time. And they told me about the biking and the blessing. I said, brothers, I will be there for you.
Nice.
And when I pulled up on my bike, figured that, you know, they're not gonna remember me. And the guy, you know, Mikey goes, hey, I can't believe you showed up. So you got to be a man of your word in this community. You can't say one thing and, you know.
And bikers usually are.
You know?
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. So
the bike one was absolutely great. It was one of the best blessings I ever seen, because the priest comes out in the middle of the street, blesses everyone. He does a prayer in front of everybody. Then you get back on your bikes, and he walks down, and he blesses the bikes.
Nice.
So, wow.
It was very different than the one yesterday. I went to that one also, out to the shrine.
Out to the shrine, yeah.
I've done that one, yeah.
Yeah, now with the shrine, see, I live near where they go. So my backyard is actually by the expressway. So I heard all the motorcycles. And normally I cover it for the magazine that I work for, but I was just too busy, and I hurt my back.
That.
What?
Yeah, went over
no,
that.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Nice. Smell it.
Nice. I'm a little. Mike is nice. Well, you know, my license plate says wet spot. So what does that say for my motorcycle? So yeah,
my
of course it gets me wet.
My license plate says get off me, you fat bastard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Enjoy the boat there, Johnny.
Yeah, but so in comparison, how many motorcycle? Well, not that we're comparing blessings, but The Bikers for Brooklyn bike blessing is a little more friendly, family friendly,
family-friendly.
Downsized. It's organized. It's a great group. They had a wonderful setup. at the end at the I can never pronounce it Baron de Cobb whatever in Brooklyn on Emmons Avenue.
Elmman Avenue was the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, the Knights of Columbus and the back.
Yeah, right on the water, right on the Sheephead Bay water. Beautiful
it was
area.
Beautiful.
It was awesome. It was awesome. They really know how to party, man. Let me tell you that.
Oh, yeah, they do. It was great.
They can party at the Gallagher's.
Right? Yeah.
But compared to bike wise. Fire riders, the riders of fire, they had about maybe over 1,000 bikes there.
So. Yeah, there was a lot.
I mean, wow, was, you know, quite a few more.
Yeah, but they with the fire riders, because it's gotten so large, it's very hard to find an end location to have an after event.
Right.
So it's basically really the blessing. When they start off, you know, they do what they have to do, but they actually go to the Eastport Manor Shrine, the Shrine of Our Lady, and then the same situation, the priest is there, and they drive through the beautiful property out that way. And it's really very moving. The first couple of times, you know, I was there for it and participated in it, I believe, once, a few years back. But it is, it's very nice, you know. You want people to be saved. That's the whole idea, the blessing for the religious folks, you know, that are out there. It's like when you put the little bell underneath your bike. Any little extra protection you can get during riding season is welcomed.
Exactly.
Believe me.
We take anything we can get these days.
Exactly. Right. It doesn't even matter if it's a religious experience or not. You know, hey, you want to bless my bike? Go right ahead, man. Go right ahead.
Do it.
Yeah, this
want to wash it too while you're there?
It's crazy, yeah.
Called a B&B.
Yeah.
You know? There you go.
But listen, Mike, we really appreciate what you're doing, and we're so looking forward, really looking forward for this app to come out.
We'll,
you know, as soon as it's launched, you know, you let us know. We'll put a link on it on our website. We'll share it with everyone.
Yes.
You know, and I definitely just reserve my name in there for that because, yeah, I want to definitely test it out.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, not a problem.
No. All right. Mike, this is how Johnny is going to test it out. He's going to program in every freaking barbecue joint.
That's right.
Anywhere along his route.
He's
going to
take the
it.
Tape measure out.
That's it.
It's
and
you're going to be out there. If he likes barbecue, it's going to be out there.
Yeah, so you should charge $5 extra for
just
finding,
Johnny.
Finding
to,
Johnny's
to,
barbecue
more
joints.
For the barbecue.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He should pay more for the barbecue.
You should have, like, coupons in there. Like, you know, you're passing.
Screw the coupons, man. No. They should charge extra for where
you're
went.
You're passing Smoking Owls. You got $2 off in the ribs.
That's, you know, that should be a good marketing thing for you.
Yeah, right.
Is, you know, get coupons and you hand them out. Tell them Johnny sent you.
We also are looking for sponsors. Anyone want to be our sponsor out there? You know, here we are, man.
Barbecue joints.
And you see how we take care of our people, right?
We wear your stuff.
That's right. We'll test your app. We'll eat your ribs. You know.
Yeah, we're gonna have shirts coming out, too, so I'm going to send you guys over a couple of shirts. They should be coming to me by the end of the next week. So.
Tell us who your T-shirt guy is so maybe we can get some shirts. That's our next step.
It's all about the marketing. You got to market.
That's
It is about the marketing, but it's also about the idea and what you're doing. So.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And don't steal our tagline. We own that.
Ride safe, ride free, man. That's what I said.
That's right. Two-wheel thing, baby.
That's it, Mike. You have a great night.
Yeah,
thank
man. Thanks for calling the
so
show.
Thanks for calling in.
Keep in touch,
thanks,
man. We'll be promoting the shit out of you, brother.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. Have a great night, man. And ride safe. We're upside down, all right?
You too, man. Take care now.
All right.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Can you unplug your phone and plug it back in?
Every time you put your hand near that phone
just take
goes
your case
nuts.
I can't. It's one of those.
It's one of those.
It's
what?
It's one of those.
Yeah. So.
What do you mean it's one of those? It's one of them cases?
It's one of those cases where you can't take apart. It's a pain in the ass.
Why? How'd you get it on there?
It'll go away.
No, it won't go away.
If you see any porn on there, it's not mine. I swear.
Oh, wow. You really can't get this thing
off. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Hold on.
It's all right.
Wait. Oh my
Don't
God.
Pop a nipple or something.
I only got one to pop. Hold on. How the hell? Can you just cut that shit off?
It's off there.
All right. So Shane Johnson. Hey, man. All right. So he asked about National Bike Week. We just spoke about that shortly. I don't know if this is a delayed thing. But yeah, just go through our feed, man. We've had Mr. Axel himself on our show a couple of times. And we really don't really want to talk about it until it's an actual event.
Right.
So when and if it ever is an actual event, we'll be talking about it again.
Exactly.
That's all we got to say.
But what we will talk about is Tennessee Bike Week.
Yes, you got Tennessee Bike Fest.
What, with Geneva,
with
right?
Geneva, TNBikeFest.com.
She wrote me the other day saying that she was at the Outpost.
She's performing there, just so we get
performing.
That straight.
She, I think she did already. I think
she was at the Outpost.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a Tennessee Bike Fest.
Oh, yes, yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, she's performing there because she lives there.
But she wrote me saying, I'm thinking about you at the Outpost. I'm having a burger afterwards. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God, they're thinking about Johnny now when they're eating food.
Can you imagine? Yeah,
I mean, really,
we've
made
there.
It, man.
That's right.
When people are thinking about us while they're eating.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think that's good. Well, for you, they're thinking about you. What they're thinking about other than food is beyond me.
I don't know.
But
exactly.
I really don't know. But also, too, we have I keep saying the Camel You Know What, and I can't say it, the Camel Bike Fest. What is that?
Oh, the Camel Bike Fest. Yeah, Camel Toe?
No, I say that.
I was waiting for that.
I'm sorry, David, and I'm sorry, Bike. What was it, Biker Trash Nation?
Biker Trash Nation, that's a great.
I know, they're too. Great. But I'm sorry, as a woman, and I say that, that's the first. Maybe you should have that as one of your competition, one of your contests.
Best Camel Toe?
Best Camel Toe.
Best Camel Toe.
Come on.
I like it. I like
it. I'm really bad.
Like
I'm really bad. I'm sorry.
I want to be a judge.
I know. Sorry, I'm really bad. But no, it's a really great event. I'm trying now. You are the one that's supposed to know about all this stuff.
Yes. And my iPad's over there.
I know his cheat sheet. Hold on. I'm gonna look at it on Google.
See, I got my iPad. Has all my
information Camel. There. It's Camel City, right?
Camel City.
It's
yeah.
the Camel City Bike Fest, and it's in.
Camel Toe.
North. No, stop. No, don't make fun of our boys now. I made my joke because I'm a woman and I can say it. So,
oh, sure. Be like that.
Yeah, it is in North Carolina, is it not?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's not in Tennessee.
A lot of great stuff going on in North Carolina, Tennessee.
There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah. I wish we lived over there. We could ride all year round.
Wow, there's some hot chicks on their Facebook page.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So they have the. Oh, that happened already. Oh, no, it didn't.
No.
Biker Trash Nation April 15th, is actually doing.
Next weekend.
Yeah, they're doing their Spring Bash.
Right.
April 15th. Pin Up Girl Contest, Burnout Contest. Where are they having that? I can't really read the thing. It is. Yeah. On Mountain Street, 1408 East Mountain Street. Kernersville, North Carolina.
Yes.
If you want some more information, it's going to be at the Double D Burnout Saloon, folks.
Oh, that sounds like a. I want a t-shirt from that place. Double D. I like that.
I'm touching
that t-shirt.
My boobs right now. You can't see me.
I have to go get. I have to figure out how I can get a t-shirt from there.
It's April 15th. That's next weekend.
There.
You have to go.
Next weekend. Can we do this?
He's thinking really hard.
Can we do this?
Right. Mm. That's right. And then they're having a pinup girl contest at this event on right. April 15th. And then the winner from this advances to the finals at the Camel City Bike Fest.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Very nice. Micro version of The Voice.
Oh, wow. Check out these chicks. Oh,
ooh.
My God.
Ooh,
baby.
Ooh.
Nobody can see what I'm looking at. Don't look.
I'm not doing nothing over here.
I am. I'm doing it. It's on me. Stop banging the table.
Come on, funny feeling. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Are you knocking on the table or are you just right? happy to see me? What the hell? Hold on a minute. I want to get some
stuff. I'm knocking.
I'm looking for the actual information for the Camel City Bike Fest, which is... Was
you're
on our website.
There's a lot of girls there.
No. It's coming.
Yeah.
Is it?
Biker Trash Nation coming. Yeah. Here we go.
Get a rig.
All right. No dates. Oh, crap. Mm. I'm sorry. Well, whatever. Here.
No dates on there.
Yeah. What? I'm just going to put the link on our,
yes.
on our feed.
But
it's
check
a,
out
it's a group.
Biker Trash Nation anyway, because they're awesome people over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And check out
David
Cold Cock Whiskey.
Oh, yeah, that. Too.
Cold Cock Whiskey, I got to tell you, I'm not a big whiskey drinker, but I had the Cold Cock Whiskey. It is amazing. I don't drink it, and I was like, holy shit, give me more of that shit. We really enjoyed it on the Jim Sinise show as well, but I'm going to bring a bottle in here, and we're going to
thanks for sharing.
Some, yes.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Go to coldcockwhiskey.com.
You know,
find out to get you a bottle and get it.
I'm in... major pain, and I haven't started taking the medication that the doctors gave me for
right.
my back situation. That's why I'm a little off, and
mm-hmm.
if it looks like I have knives stabbing me in my back, that is why.
She does.
Not because
me.
I'm sitting next to Johnny. Yeah, I can keep smacking him, but I'm not moving very well. So,
no,
yeah. And the lidocaine is just the lidocaine patches. Thank you for those.
Right.
Helping me out just a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
No.
But Colcock whiskey would have helped me out tremendously.
Colcock whiskey would help you out, you know, really good.
Yeah.
Make you forget about more than just your back pain. All right?
Hi, Mike Langer, if you're watching. Mama Duke's on the other side of the door. Yeah. I'm Mama Mayhem on this side of the door. Just fucking call me Mama.
That's right.
It's just Mama. Simple. Just it, Mama.
That's it. You
just
know?
It makes it easier. Oh, yeah. And you're welcome, Mike. Thanks again, brother and sister. Peace. Peace out, man.
Peace out, man.
So what other stuff we got going on? Bike season has officially started for us on the coast.
Right.
We had the two blessings. There's some more blessings going on.
Right.
They're happening, and there's a bunch of other events that are happening on Long Island. You will be posting them and sharing them. But if you have a local event.
That's right.
Since the website has been revamped.
Yes.
And we can actually put whatever we want on it.
That's right. And it will stay on it.
And it'll stay there. So we'll go. Just go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com, and it'll go to our brand new website. And we're going to be putting up an events page, events that we support. So
all that good stuff.
You can also send us an email at media@mayhemradioshow.com. That's our official email address. So if all you folks are listening, but you know, you could just drop us a line.
That's right.
And message us here on Facebook. You can call. Gavone over here. Let me see if I can get the number straight now because I haven't called you in, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Yep.
631-560-3416.
Yay!
Yay! I got it.
And I want you to hold that note because we're going to commercial. We'll be right back. Are you looking
for a perfect end to your day's run? Then stop by 1940 Brewery and check out some of Long Island's best local beers. Right now, offering for a limited time, Orange Whip 9% Oatmeal Stout on tap. 1940 Brewery, 1337 Lincoln Avenue, Holbrook, New York, 1-631-533-4838. Or check them out on the web at 1940brewingcompany.com.
Monster Energy, Welcome to Rockville returns April 29th and 30th to Metropolitan Park. With Def Leppard and Soundgarden. Also featuring A Perfect Circle, Mastodon, Chevelle, Papa Roach, Seether, 3 Days Grace, Alter Bridge, Coheed and Cambria, The Pretty Reckless, Highly Suspect, Nothing More, and The Offspring. Welcome to Rockville. 2 days, over 40 bands on 3 stages. Tickets are on sale now. Head over to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for GA, VIP and package tickets, additional information, and more. Welcome to Rockville, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Private little dressing room, my laptop.
That's right.
Woo-hoo.
Low, man. I like it was loud.
I feel like Gypsy
shit.
Rose Lee.
Should put that hanging off the front.
No, I am. That's what I'm doing.
Ah.
Wrinkles out because I was sweating in here because Johnny sweats a lot.
That's right. I do.
Johnny sweats.
I'm thinking about
Johnny,
food.
Johnny sweats a lot.
Anyway, anybody got any good stories out there, want to give us a shout, man? 631-560-3416. We're here. We are here. What are you doing?
I'm trying to line this up, and I'm looking.
She's drying her clothes.
Yeah. Anything to say up there? Maybe. So, Rod, tell us a little more about Chili.
What's there to say?
We're going
to
have another phone call coming in soon from...
Who?
I believe it is...
Who?
John
Blackstock.
Yes, John.
Did you call him to remind him he's coming on the show?
Yes, he knows.
I'm just making sure.
I'll have to text him when to call in when we're ready. So I figured maybe around 9:05 we'll give him a shout, call in, and, you know.
Oh, it really does
this
look
is
right
my radio sexy voice. You like it?
No.
Now you're doing
I it. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yes, you did.
It's not a load of love.
Yes, and you married her because you're such a nice guy.
That's right.
Six years.
And he takes her out. Where did you take? All right, I know exactly where you went for your anniversary dinner because you always post about the food.
All right, well, yeah.
And you, okay, so you went to Wahlburgers first. That's
for lunch.
Jeff.
Yeah.
That was for lunch, yeah. And you didn't bring me back Mark Wahlberg.
He wouldn't fit in the bag.
Yeah, I know, because you had so much food that you had to bring
that
back.
Not like a bad burger.
I will say, you know what? It's a big chain. They're not those gourmet burgers to make them look like, but they're really good. I have no complaints.
How many did you eat?
I had one.
Oh, God, we're talking about food again. And then you went to the Crab Shack?
That's right, Joe's Crab Shack.
Out by me?
No, out in Deer Park.
Oh, I was going to say, because, well, Port Jeff is kind of close to me. So never mind.
I can't do it.
Don't go. Listen, they gave me one of those
the night before.
Yeah, nobody cares about the night before. I'm talking about your anniversary that you actually took the time and took
Dawn.
Took Dawn out.
I took Dawn out. Yes, I did.
On the bike, right?
Yeah, we went for the ride on the bike. Yes, we did.
And you posted a video about it on your own personal page.
No, I put it. I was on.
I know you're good. You're a good.
That was on Motorcycle Mayhem page. It wasn't mine.
No, I thought you posted it on your page.
No,
didn't you?
I shared it to my page, but. I went to a Motorcycle Mayhem.
Oh, I don't really care anymore. I really don't.
This conversation is getting boring.
I know. I'm in so much freaking pain, really. Yeah. I can't wait to go home and take the pain meds and forget about this.
That's what cold cock is going to come in. Cold cock whiskey.
I'm not helping her right now, though.
What is tonight? Today is Monday, right?
Today is Monday, yes.
Ooh. Can it be yesterday?
So, I'm going
to
tell
us. If you want it to be.
I'm going
to
tell a story real quick.
All right, tell a story. He's going to embarrass me on the air, but it's all right. It's a natural bodily function.
I drive home from Florida, Friday night, and Saturday morning, she has to talk to me about the show and what's going on, so. My wife is sleeping in my house. My bathroom is about the size of this room.
Right.
Right? But inside, actually, my bathroom is bigger than this room. But inside this room is another door where the toilet goes. So I go in the bathroom. I go into where the toilet goes. So, I don't wake Dawn up. I woke her up anyway. It doesn't matter. But a little echo in there. So I sit in the ball, talking to her. And I crack a fart. Oh, shit. I hope she didn't hear that. Right? And I'm trying not to laugh. But she got quiet. She was talking to me, and I was like,
I ripped one.
So all of a sudden, she rips one, and I wasn't going to say anything. But then she starts laughing. I go, did you just fart?
I thought it was hysterical.
That was good.
No, because I have a thing. So you are now officially a close friend because I can fart in front of you.
That's right.
But, when I'm in a relationship with someone, I can't fart in front of them. My kids, not a problem. Pull my finger. It's great. When they were little, it's fine. Their father did that, too. But so consider you a friend.
Thank you.
Now.
I'm blessed.
Be honored that I farted in
your
presence.
I'm blessed now.
Well, really on the phone, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I was like, holy shit.
Don't conference call me on the next one.
Oh, come on. We're going to have a competition.
I got those chili farts.
No, please. We don't have to get graphic.
But his chili farts and the food he was eating down there, chili. I will say, you had a good time, and you know what?
Great time.
You did great for the show, man. Thank you very much, man.
You were totally awesome.
You were fucking awesome down there, man. And you got the fans.
It's amazing.
Hello, Chili, if you're listening.
Chili is amazing.
So,
I didn't get a fucking shirt.
So it's April. So May now we have the Myrtle Beach Bike Week coming up.
Yep, May. And
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I believe Panama City is going on right now, too. Right? Yeah.
Isn't it
Geneva's doing it.
Geneva is doing that one.
I did that one twice.
But
man,
the spring rally is coming up in 2017. No, I don't want to be on them.
And I hate that page. It's like, get rid of that already. Get a new one.
No, you know, they're old school. What can I say?
Yeah.
So it works. If it works, don't fix it. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows about it. So if you're part of the lifestyle, you know, right. Myrtle Beach Bike Week.
Exactly.
Things have changed through the years. You know, things aren't really the same as they were years ago, but mm-hmm. it's still a fun place to go down to. And you know, the spring rally is great.
I want to do that one again because when I went to Bike Week in Myrtle Beach, it wasn't allowed in Myrtle Beach. We had to do it on the outskirts. And which was still awesome, but I never got to experience a real Myrtle Beach Bike Week, which I maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll think about that.
You know, it's a lot of it's May 12th through the 21st.
Yeah,
you can go to MyrtleBeachBikeWeek.com to get all the information. They do have a – I think they have a Facebook page. They have a Twitter page. It's everywhere.
Myrtle Beach is beautiful.
Yeah. Right? And if you check out the magazine that I work for, they can rent out a condo available. So, you know, it's good. It's a lot of fun.
Great bars. You got Suck Bank Blow, the Beaver Bar. So many bars down there, man.
I'll give a shout out to Pesci, who's probably going to be working that weekend. Pesci, yeah. I miss you. Yeah. He's down there. Now in South Carolina. Camille, if you're listening.
I want to give a shout out to David Hayes, man. That guy is fucking awesome.
I can't wait to meet him.
Yes, he's actually coming out next month. I think he said he's coming down there.
Yeah, he did.
And I told him, listen, I want to, you know, send you something. Alcohol, he don't drink. He don't drink, he don't smoke, no nothing.
He's smart.
He's a very smart man.
But he rides.
He rides, and he wrote today. Great friend of the show. David Hayes, you are the man. We love you, man.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to meet you and get together with you.
It's the Wild Hogs. There's the group pages. All the Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
Pages.
And they're loyal to the show as well.
Yeah, we love them too.
Yes, they are. Very loyal to the show, and we are loyal to them. And I love my Harley also. Another great group. And, you know,
we're loyal to all our fans out there listening.
Yes, all our fans. We have great fans, man. Yeah. Loyal fans. And we'll stay loyal to you, and everything's going great, man.
Everything's going awesome. You know, I think it's great.
You know what? As long as you tell me where to eat, I'm happy. That's you know, junk food made me very happy.
Can I tell you where to go? You know, literally tell you where to go?
John Fruit made me very happy in Florida. I was like, we're going to eat. Yeah, barbecue place, go.
John Fruit made me very happy when I was in Florida, too. He gave me some beverages.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, homemade beverages, which I cannot disclose what it was. But, you know, he partook in the and he didn't even say if he had that brown sugar bourbon that I gave him yet.
We should make our own. Mayhem
whiskey.
No.
It probably already is.
What is the other one drink?
What?
There's a million drinks.
What are you talking about?
Moonshine. Mayhem moonshine we should make.
Oh, man. You
and
know,
dedicated
you just,
to all our
you
fans.
You just fucking gave away a name to somebody that they're going to just now take that shit, Mayhem Moonshine. And
they're going
to
go with it.
And then what they're going to do, they're going to think about us every time they drink it and put the show on.
And thank you. We should get free alcohol.
Yes, we should get
free
moonshine every day from you. So, all right.
That'd be nice.
But,
yeah.
So we got some other bike blessings coming up in May, okay. Right? I want to give a shout out to, again, the Red Knights New York Chapter 25.
Red Knights are really good guys, man.
Another, you know, fire riders, you know, they're all either current firemen, retired firemen, or volunteer firemen. It's their 12th annual bike blessing, and they're going to be registering from 9 to 11 a.m. at the North Sea Firemen's Memorial Athletic Field. Breakfast mm-hmm. will be available for riders. Free barbecue at the finish. It's $20 per person.
Get there and wait.
It's $20 per rider and $10 per person. You can walk in. Food prizes, raffles, music, benefits the volunteer firefighters burn center fund, which I gotta say, the burn center fund itself is a fabulous organization.
Okay.
And it really, the money really does help the firefighters you know, run into, you know, and they get burned and everything. But the rain date's June 4th, mm-hmm. but the date is set for Sunday, May 7th.
Okay.
You can go to their Facebook page. It's facebook.com. Red Knights, New York.
Red Knights.
25 with the numbers 25. I'll post that link up on our page, too.
All right. Awesome.
And what else we got going on here? Let's see. Lindenhurst. Well, that was the day before in Lindenhurst. One Journey, Two Wheels, the Autism Run.
Okay.
That starts at 11 o'clock. Kickstands are up at 1. After party at 2 p.m. at the Chosen Souls Motorcycle Clubhouse.
That's right here.
300 West Hoffman Avenue. It's right around the corner of a secret location, which you keep fucking blowing. It's $20 a rider, $10 a passenger includes the after party. You can go to One Journey with the number one journey, the number two wheels, onejourneytwowheels at gmail.com.
Email.
Yeah, well, you know, that's their organization. Mm-hmm. Deer Park, May 7th, South Shore Motorcycle Poker Run.
Ooh.
Registration from 9 to 11 at Renegade Classics.
Nice.
Leather, you know, it's Lisa's place. We love Lisa. She's got some great stuff in her store. It's 511 Comac Road.
Man, that's a good
store. And another barbecue to follow.
Yes, they have bike nights there. What nights do they have their bike nights?
She hasn't listed them yet. If you join her mailing list, you'll find out. But anyway, the barbecue to follow. What do I got to fucking tell you everything?
He's a child.
He's a child.
Because you're my fucking radio wife.
I know.
This is shit I got
to
know.
But anyway, so you go to the South Shore Motorcycle Clubhouse. It's at 6 Seabro Avenue. For more information, you can give them a call at 631-842-8662. That's the Suffolk County area. There's a whole bunch of things going on. I'm just seeing if there's any more blessings. May 7th, I think that's the last one that I'm aware of. If anybody has information about their events, feel free to post them on our page. We'll share them.
Yes, definitely.
You know, definitely. Whether it's New York, whether it's North Carolina, it doesn't matter. We'll share them.
Everywhere. California, Florida, doesn't matter. This is why we're here.
You know, your charity runs, your events, you know,
just throw them up.
Just post them up there and then we'll just hit the share button. You know, we won't know about it unless you let us know. So,
you know, that's the whole thing, the beauty about our show. Is we're here for the bikers.
Right.
No matter where you're from, we want to hear inside the United States, outside. We want to hear your stories. We want to know what you ride. You know, we're trying to make this community, the biker community is the best community in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to make a hole here, man. Everybody, come tell your stories. We're not nothing great, huge.
We're normal peoples.
Yeah, we're normal people who want to know you. Call the show, 631-560-3416. Rod's not that normal, but...
No, Rod's looking at you like you're Abby normal.
Yeah, hello.
I'm Abby normal.
Yeah, you're Abby normal. Yeah, but, you know, we live the lifestyle.
Yes, we do.
I grew up with Queensboro. I can say the club name. I love them to death.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time, too.
They're over 100 years old. 100
yep.
plus.
Yes.
They're the second oldest motorcycle organization in the United States.
Wow.
So Yonkers is the first one to beat him.
Really?
Only beat him by a couple
of
years. Yeah. So
that's
if you know anybody that's over 108 years of age, send them on the show.
I'm an original member. No, you ain't.
No, you ain't. So God rest all their souls. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whether you belong to an organization or not, a riding club, whatever, give us a call.
Yeah.
We want to know about your rides, things you've done. I met a very interesting man at and I asked him to give us a call from one of the American Legion riders.
Okay.
And also from Bikers of Brooklyn. When you see these guys that have their vests on, you know, for the people that don't ride.
Right.
And you see all these different patches, they have a meaning. It's something that if you're not a rider, you wouldn't really understand. You're going to be like, oh, wow, look at that guy. He's got all these patches on.
Right.
But it's either one of two things. It's a charity event or a ride he participated in, or it's in honor of somebody that they lost.
Right.
Or supporting an organization that they believe in. And they'll put that all over their vests. And let me tell you something. These vests mean a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not just the patches. It's the pins. It's the little tags. Sometimes, the stickers on the helmet. He's like, oh, why do you guys got all those things all over the place? It's just like, no, it's not a clusterfuck. It's kind of like they're the grown-up version of the Eagle Scouts.
Right.
Or the Boy Scouts
exactly.
Or a Brownie.
Mm-hmm.
They earned that goddamn patch by doing that ride. And
it's especially like a journal on clothing.
A journal on clothing. Just take a look at those patches, and you could see where they went. And then ask
and
them. Talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
They love to tell you about their rides. It's great.
It's great.
It's just like when you see a veteran. Thank them.
Yep, exactly.
And then talk to them and ask them, you know, to talk about it if they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Why are you looking at your damn phone? I'm having a really nice conversation.
I'm listening to you guys. I'm looking at porn. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Shit, that's
stay off the porn.
But I'm going to tell John to call in now.
John who? Black John Frew just called in.
Yep.
There's a lot of Johnnies. You can call me Ray.
You can call me Jay.
Still call me late for dinner.
You can call me what? Tommy. Or you could call me Timmy, but you doesn't have to call me Johnson, right? Is that how it went?
Something
like that. Did I get it? Somebody help me here. No, you actually, we're going to be giving Mr. Blackstock a call. He's got some info on the last three races, I think, for the flat track racing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plus, we're giving away. Doing a giveaway.
What are we doing?
We got one sticker that I'm giving away to the first person who shows me their boobies.
What?
And you don't get it. You only get half.
So that means Dawn gets a sticker when you get home, right?
She gets stickers every night.
No. Oh. Oh.
So there goes it.
Okay.
The boobies.
Yeah. I just put information up about the Facebook page for the Red Knights.
Okay.
So you're calling John right now?
Well, I just told him to call us.
Oh.
I thought I could call him, right?
Well, why would you do that?
Because he told me to. There we go.
Hello.
Since I got two, I need double D's.
Hello. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, boys and girls.
How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. Just got in the house. I had a real unusual Monday night date tonight. My wife said I had to tell you what we've been doing. We took my 5-year-old grandson out to a movie, so I've been sitting for 2 hours and 20 minutes of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, my God.
I want
God
to
bless
see
you.
That. I want to see that movie. I don't care.
You're looking at it right now, Beauty and the Beast, right?
No,
here.
I know. No, can I? Can
wait a minute. Where do I fit
can
in?
Can I
this?
Borrow? I need to borrow somebody's kids. Yeah. Because I missed the opportunity to go with my own kids to
take
it.
My granddaughter.
Please.
If that's the case, and the SpongeBob movie's coming out next week, can I borrow a kid too?
Yeah, I need a kid can go. No. But anyway, John, what's been happening in the flat track racing circuit, man?
Well, I finally got a chance to catch my breath this past weekend. I stayed home and mowed the grass, but I was somewhere at a racetrack for the last 5 weekends in a row before that. And I keep up with everything from amateur racing to the top level is AMA Pro Racing, what they call American Flat Track Series. And mm-hmm. out of that five weeks, they had the first three races that started out in Daytona on the Thursday night of bike week. They had the first race down there, and man, the interest is it's growing, and something that's really helped our sport is that Indian motorcycles are back on the top level flat track scene for the first time years and years. And to tell you the truth, they're more than back. They finished first and second at the race at Daytona. The next weekend was here in Georgia. They took the top three spots there, and then last weekend was at Charlotte. Indians were first and second again, so they're giving the Harley Davidsons and the other guys a run for their money this year. So
wow!
It's really a good spectator turnout, good racing. It's just it's looking good.
Yeah, wow! All the Indian bikes are actually beautiful now. They come a long way. They really did.
I think Margaret sent that link for the Jack Daniels, and that's an amazing bike.
Oh yeah!
Wow. It's a whole lot of fun. They've got a 18 race schedule this year. They'll crown the Grand National Champion. I've got to get away from my other phone. Anyway, they got a 18 race series going on this year. And like I say, the first three are done. Then they got a 3 or 4 week break before they go to Phoenix, Arizona, Sacramento, California, and then what we call the granddaddy of the flat track series will be Springfield, Illinois Memorial Day weekend. So
it's like a season, flat track season, sort of. Right?
Yeah, it's getting in full swing. There's actually going to be, I'm not sure how far you guys are, but there's one that'll be in New York on July the 8th. That's close to, not too far from Syracuse, New York.
Oh, up there. Yeah.
That's way up there.
About 4 hours from us, 3-4 hours.
Yeah, but still, that would be a nice road trip. We would definitely.
Sure.
John, if you can, remember, you know, any of the information, if you want to message us the events that you're going to be at, you know, no matter where they're at, we'll share them. And definitely post them on our page,
definitely,
too. And I'll put it all up on our website as well.
July 8th, that's not too far.
Because I totally want to check out. I missed the flat track race when I was down in Daytona because my schedule was limited. But I did interview John and speak with him. He actually pointed me out, or he heard me, right? That's what you said? He heard me before he could see me. He just went towards that distinctive
sound.
Voice I have.
Wow. They have a big event at Daytona in the middle of the week. They have a Daytona 200 Memorial out behind the Hilton Hotel, an old retired racer out of Ohio, Dick Planforth. He's spent hundreds of hours and raised thousands of dollars, and it's pretty neat, isn't it, Mama?
It's beautiful. And the way they honored all the people that pretty much set the role for what Daytona Bike Week is really about. It's not just about the partying and everything. It actually started, right, because of the Daytona 200. And it memorializes all the racers. And there are still a bunch of them still alive. Yeah, and it was actually pretty cool because they wore their original race suits that they
had.
Cool. I was amazed that they could actually still fit in them. As a woman, that was an amazing thing to me. There was a lot of women racers there. Gloria Strux's daughter and granddaughter were there because she was ill at the time. But they put a little plaque on there for her. If nobody knows who Gloria Strux is, then you're really not part of the motorcycle community. But she's one of the many women that started. I'm going to kick you in the ass. But from the Motor Maids organization, it's a riding club for women, and they go all over the place. She's probably put more miles on her bike than you have at barbecue joints, Johnny.
I doubt it. That's a
no,
lot.
No, I am serious. Right, John? She's been everywhere.
That's exactly right. That's, you know, I would guess the majority of people that's that go to Daytona Bike Week have no idea how it started, but it actually started with a race on the beach course. They ran 2 miles north up the beach and then took a hard left and went 2 miles south down A1A down towards Ponce Inlet. And, for a long time, that's all it was just a race out there in the middle of nowhere. And then over how many ever years it's got to be the big thing it is today. So the racing's kind of a footnote now, but that's actually how it started, was with a flat track race. So.
Right.
Wow, exactly. Really?
Yeah. So, see, the Daytona Bike Week actually has a history. Yeah. And the same probably with Sturgis, too, with the hill climb, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. And that's another thing that I'm glad you brought that up. They do have a race on there's actually two races during the Sturgis Bike Week. There's one on August 6th there in Sturgis.
Yep.
I think it's at the Buffalo Chip, maybe.
Yeah. They do have one.
And then on the 8th, 2 days later at Rapid City, South Dakota, there'll be a race there. And it's like I said before, the whole Indian team. And another thing, Harley-Davidson, to combat the Indian onslaught, they've got a new three-rider team with a complete new motorcycle they're developing. So it's if anybody's out around Sturgis, either catch one or both those races. And you can see the Indians and the Harley team. And motorcycle racing, they're – in my book, they're bigger stars than NASCAR stars, but the difference is that, at every race that you go to, they'll have an hour and a half, 2 hours before the race. Any spectator can go through the pits and shake hands or take pictures or, talk to the guys, the mechanics, the team owners. So, they're not isolated away from the fans. It's really it's a very fan-friendly sport.
Yep.
Well, when your fans are your bread and butter, that's an honorable thing to do.
Yeah, it's not. Things have changed in the racing, the car racing circuit. But I'm glad that the motorcycle flat track racing circuit is still open to the fans and all of that. Now, John, with you've raced for a lot of years, correct? But now, what are you yourself racing, or you promote a team? You manage? What is it that you're doing?
Well, I would say my biggest thing is I'm just a huge fan. I like to spread the word, and I'm still involved. Some I have friends that race. I don't race myself now, but I have friends that race anywhere from amateur racing to the fast guys are in their teens, 20s. If you're 35 and flat tracking, you can still do it on amateur level, but you're not going to do it at the top. But there's actually guys in their 70s that go and race some of these vintage events and stuff like that. So,
I think that's great. In their 70s and they're still out there racing. That's fabulous.
Is that going to happen in Syracuse? Because then I'm in.
No, you never know who you're going to see at a flat track race. That's the whole thing. I mean, it's very I was more involved in the NASCAR circuit years ago, and also the modified tour racing. So that was kind of kind of local. My ex was a chief mechanic on one of the modified race cars in that division. So you get to meet the old timers and things like that. But I think that's great.
That's awesome.
I root them on.
Plus, they have the hill climb also on Laconia.
Yeah, they do it in Laconia. Right. They do it in Laconia, but I think it originated in Sturgis, right, John? Do you think that?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
The hill climb, the motorcycle races, where the first one happened with, you know, when they're doing the hill climb. Was that actually in Sturgis? That's how Sturgis Bike Week started, right?
To tell you the truth, I've never actually even been to Sturgis myself, and I'm not sure how it started, but they do, you know, they do have a good many hill climbs still in different parts of the country, and the race in the flat track, the top level is sanctioned by the American Motorcycle Association, and they do have a professional hill climb series as well. So
okay.
I don't know a whole lot about that, but they still do it.
Yeah, they do it. I think it's the Jack Pine Gypsies. That's who does that setup there. So let me just see.
Yeah.
I'm cheating right now. They do MX races and stuff like that, but I'm just trying to see the history, because I actually was there a couple years ago, and then that reworked video that I did with Chris Callen from Cycle Source, I put in a couple little live snippets of the hill climb, and to see it up close and personal, it's pretty wild.
I can imagine.
I want to go.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
We gotta get off our asses one of these days and do something.
Johnny, you don't get off your ass for nothing but barbecue. But I am going to give you some history. Thank you, Google. But I was correct, as always. The Jack Pine Gypsies Motorcycle Club started in 1936, and with an official American Motorcycle Association charter, thank you, AMA, in 1937. And the AMA began promoting the racing events, which started the now famous rally in Sturgis on August 14th, 1938. There you go, folks. 80 years ago.
Oof.
Ooh.
I was still on my phone.
Did I do
then.
That right? 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah. Carry the one. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
1938.
You're right.
I tell how it is.
So, we're in only 2017. So, next year, technically, would be officially their 80th. But yeah, so the Jack Pine Gypsies Motorcycle Club. It's how it started.
Nice. Very nice.
Another AMA sanctioned club.
And that's also about the time, you know, that the flat track was going on the beach in Daytona. The trouble is they don't have any really big hills in Daytona, so I guess they're not having a hill climb down there.
No. I guess not.
It's not flat down there in Daytona.
No. They should have alligator races or something.
Yeah, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Surfing. Maybe they should put... You know, do the beach and have those make water bikes or something.
They could do that.
You know, start off on the beach and end up surfing away.
They do have,
maybe.
They have some of these cross hybrid motorcycles
cool.
out there now.
No, they don't. I was joking around.
Oh, they do.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Nice yeah. Bike. Stop looking at the bikes. I'm.
What's looking at the bike? Trust me.
No, I know. I'm flipping through.
Ah, there's a girl on there. I'm looking at the bike.
Yeah. Whatever. go away. No, but John, what else? Where are you going next as far as the flat track racing? Where are you headed next?
Well, the next three, like I mentioned, or the next two are in one in Arizona and one in California. That's a little far for me. But then the one Memorial Day weekend in Springfield, Illinois, it's one of the big ones. So I'll hit that one. And then the week after that's in a new track in Lexington, Kentucky. I don't know much about it, but
okay.
I really appreciate y'all letting me call in, and if just a couple of people listen to it and show up at a race, I think that never seen one, it'd be something to see. And I'll be touching back with y'all, listen every week, and as the races go along, I'll call in and I'll have a little more information on the point standings. I know the two Indian guys are leading the points right now, but there's some others that are still pretty close. So if y'all don't mind me doing that, I'll call you from time to time during the season. And
you call it time you want.
Yeah, and give us the stats and everything, and we'll share the information. I'm glad that Indian's doing real well. I mean, even though I prefer that other brand, the Harleys, which is
it's
fine.
Okay.
It doesn't
right.
matter. Indian makes a great bike.
Sure they do.
You know, they're doing it now, so I'm glad they got some really huge support.
Excellent.
And that's going to keep the races going.
That's right.
For everybody, including the fans. So this, you know. This is good.
It really does. It got to where, you know, there for a lot of years, Harley-Davidson was about the only company that really supported the sport. And, you know, I've been to a lot of races wherever a motorcycle there would be a Harley-Davidson. And then, you know, the AMA's done their what they can to get more brands in, which helps. And Man Indian stepped in a big way. About a year and a half, we started hearing rumors they were going to build something, and in 12 months, they built the fastest, best thing that's going out there right now. So it's really impressive, to tell you the truth.
Excellent. I can't wait till that. You know, I think I'm going to write in my calendar. I want to take a road trip
to
Syracuse July 8th. Yeah. I definitely would love doing that.
Dinosaur Barbecue.
Oh, God.
It's in Syracuse.
He already knows this, John. Can you believe this?
It's the truth. It's the great barbecue place for Syracuse.
The downtown shop.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll do that. I'll either post just the schedule, or I'll post a link to the schedule on your Facebook page, and that way everybody can follow it. And they're pretty much from coast to coast. There's somewhere during the year there'll be a race close to about everybody.
And we'll share it. If you can share it on the video feed, and then you can also share it on the regular page. And then I'll do a little research, and I'll probably just print the whole damn schedule on the website too. I think it's great.
Yes.
The flat track racing is hard as hell. It's not like the BMX racing and all that other stuff and the motocross or whatever that they do. You know, that's hard too, but it's a totally different element.
Oh, yeah.
Totally different element. Sure. You know, they got the drag racing. I don't care anything that anybody that races anything, I'll watch. But I'm excited about this. So this is great.
I agree with you. I'm a fan of anything with a motorcycle. It doesn't matter if it's going down the street or motocross track or road racing or any kind of motorcycle racing, but flat track's what I did myself for close to 35 years. So
that's gotta
be my favorite one. But anything with a motorcycle and, you know, people that ride them, that's my life, and I love it. So
I
appreciate y'all having me, and I'll get back with you as the season goes on. And
yes,
y'all have a good night in New York.
Thank you for calling. Ride safe out there, brother.
Catch y'all later.
Bye bye now.
Bye bye. That's so great. John is an awesome guy, and I was so glad that I got to meet him when I was down in Daytona.
Right.
It really was. It was really true. He did follow my voice. and I interviewed him and gave him a couple of stickers and shook his hand. So that's like what we're all about. You know, we were down in Daytona.
Right.
Adam was down there. You were down in Florida. If you see us, say hi.
Yeah,
hi. We don't bite. You might get a sticker.
That's right.
I might flash my boobs. You never know.
Boob.
No, I'll flash both, but, you know. It'll only be one would be worth looking at.
That's true. One's better than none, boys. You know, it's like,
if it works, don't fix it.
Exactly. You can't be choosy, you know.
No, but John's a great guy. He really is. Him and his wife. They 30 years. Can you imagine 30 years?
30 years
doing that racing. You know, I forgot to ask him. You know, if he had any
major.
Yeah, you know, wrecks or anything. You know, like.
Well, that's the last time he's calling him. We'll get him on again.
Yeah, but you know, Evel Knievel had more hardware in him than bones. You know, by the time he passed, with all the stuff that he was doing.
He ended up passing from something totally different.
Yeah,
but you know what?
I think it was like hepatitis or something. Oh, wow. He died. It wasn't from any of the injuries, from what I remember.
He had disease. Yeah, it could have been something, but still, man.
That boy was.
And his son, too. Robbie Knievel was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't know if he's still doing that now.
No, I think he retired. But I think his kids got him.
I like watching it, but it still scares the living you know what out of me right now. So.
No, what did he say? He can't juggle one ball?
Yeah, he was talking to you. Unless he was talking to me.
I don't know.
Boobs. Maybe he meant boobs.
Maybe.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the commercial.
Can't juggle anything.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Chicago. Biggest rock festival is back. Chicago Open Air. Over 40 bands. Over 3 days. July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Toyota Park. Chicago Open Air. With Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Drowley.
Kiss.
Get down, everybody.
Chicago Open Air Festival with Godsmack, Rob Zombie, Korn, Stone Sour, Slayer, Seether, Megadeth, Anthrax, Lamb of God, Amon Amarth, Meshuggah, Clutch, Behemoth, Body Count, and so many more. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ChicagoOpenAir.com for all your lineup, tickets, and festival information. Chicago Open Air Festival, July 14th through 16th. Chicago's biggest hard rock festival. Fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Are you looking for that one awesome night?
Don't just party. Have one for the road. One for the road event services. From full tailgate setups on virtually any location. Also available, a small stage, PA system, and lighting. Football games, concerts, or a full setup right in your own backyard. Party bus events, all there. One for the road event services. 1-631-790-1404.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Oh, he answered me. John Blackstock answered me. Yes, he had one broken femur. Thank you, John.
Wow.
One broken shoulder, lots of bumps and bruises. Pretty darn lucky, really, that many years on the racetrack. Yeah,
wow.
Actually, John, you really were. Thank you.
You got to expect that, though, right? So,
well,
geez.
Obviously.
You don't want
to. All right, no rules. A good plug, brother. Give Keith wants you to give no rules.
Yes, of course, no rules. I love my Harley. I love my Harley Davidson. No rules, man. That is an awesome group.
That's right.
And they're 100% behind us, too. And they're loyal to us, which is awesome.
Well, no, it's the other way around. We're loyal to them.
We are loyal to them. They
because
are loyal
they
to
welcomed us into their home.
Yes, they did. They welcomed us with open arms. And you know what? Thank you. Thank you. No rules.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, Keith. So, anyway, we have a pair of tickets to give away one of these days.
We do? To where? Where are we going?
Chicago Open Air.
We have to give them away, too?
Yeah, well, we'll do it later. All right. Anyway, I got one sticker to give away.
Where are the where are those tickets we're giving away?
I got two.
Well, why aren't they? No, these are stickers, not tickets.
Oh, we're getting a phone call.
I know who that is. Answer it.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Good, yeah, man. Tim. What's going on?
What's happening? This is a great phone call.
I love you.
Yeah.
I am just relaxing after that trip. Oh, my God.
In case any of you folks don't realize who is on the phone right now, it is the Tim Ford, one of two people, including Kevin Beener, the mayor of Fun, that just completed and broke a world record driving from Daytona, Florida, to San Diego, California on 249cc mini bikes.
Wow.
Dressed as the Blues Brothers.
That's the best part.
Because they were on a mission from God, and they are raising money and raised a ton of money so far for ALD, for AidenHasAPosse.org.
Yep.
And I think the raffle is still going on, right? Did they end that you could still buy tickets for the raffle prizes, right?
I haven't checked. I haven't looked. I haven't talked to Kevin for a little bit here. But, yeah, it was amazing.
I can imagine. I had two favorite parts. First of all, every video they put up was either they got pulled over by a cop or they got a flat tire. But the best
that
one.
That was the whole trip.
The best one I've seen, I was crying, is when you were fixing your flat and Kevin's like, oh, they go up so fast.
They go up so fast.
That was great.
That was classic.
That was so good. Oh, man.
It was absolutely amazing. I was actually trying to pack my stuff up because I'm still out in California. Kevin left last night.
Right.
I'm waiting for my flight to go out tomorrow night, so I got to kill a couple days here in San Diego.
Nice.
Oh, really?
And I was just about ready to almost throwing that suit away. I decided to take it with me, so I'm rolling it back up and putting it in my bag.
Good.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a great.
You have to keep that, man.
That's a world-breaking record suit,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
you don't want to get rid of that. That's your first world record,
you'll remember this for the rest of your life. You know?
Well, I was thinking I might take it to dinner tonight because it kind of walks on its own. It is.
Imagine.
Yeah, it's bad. I could have a date tonight. My suit.
Your suit.
Yeah.
If it talks back to you, run. I mean, that's going to be a problem for Ethan.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been on the road quite a while. I don't know. I might have to keep it.
No. That was an awesome thing you guys did. I followed you guys almost every day that I could. I really enjoyed it, man. I felt like I was living through you, man. It was so cool.
It was great.
The whole 29 miles an hour.
And he has a thing about cocks, too, right? You have a bunch of those rooster stories along the way.
Oh,
tell us.
It was the craziest thing. Everywhere we went, it seemed there was a rooster. we ran out of gas in front of this guy's house. He was, I want to make sure I'm politically correct.
it's the internet. You don't have
was,
to be. You could be nice.
Yeah, he was from the country.
Okay, right. Good.
And so I wanted to introduce myself to his roosters.
Oh my God!
I did. I grew up in the country too. But these roosters weren't real friendly.
mean cocks.
Yeah.
Mean cock suckers. That's the word. And literally.
That's exactly the word I would use, I do believe. but then the next time we had an encounter with the roosters, we were, I do believe, Roswell, or close to Roswell, Arizona.
You sure they were roosters?
No, they had their alien situation, yeah.
Yeah, they were different. But we couldn't find a hotel. Everything was closed down in town. It was starting to get dark. There's no way we could have ridden. And the first two hotels, the windows were broke out. You know, it was ran down, obviously closed. The last one, nobody around, looked like it was closed. But there was a cage of roosters in the front. So we knew somebody had to be around.
Right.
And when we did find the owner, he had a room for us. He had a pet rooster I did a little video of. Inside the lobby, I would call it, of the hotel, it was an actual pet rooster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we stayed there, but I'm glad it happened because we were not going to have a place to stay. I was not going to sleep outside in the desert.
No.
And Kevin said there wouldn't be a problem. He said we would probably just find a room in the hotels that were ran down. Mm-hmm. Some of the doors were open. He said we could sleep in there.
Right.
I got to say, I don't think those hotels were closed. You see two guys rolling up on mini bikes dressed as the Blues Brothers. Close the doors and turn the lights out.
Yeah.
Exactly. They were all hiding on us.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I probably would have had the same reaction. But through most of the other than we're not going to give away because there's an actual contest going on to win like 20 pounds of bacon or something.
Oh, really?
That Kevin's doing. Yes. Yeah, Johnny. So really? don't divulge anything.
You have my attention.
Okay, so to win this contest, to win the bacon, that happens to be like the best bacon ever. But we didn't want to divulge all the – don't give away the answers.
Right.
Because they did have a lot of flat tires.
Yes, they did.
And they did travel thousands of miles. We won't say exactly the amount because there is this contest going on. And the contest is that you have to guess how many miles and then add to that the amount of flat tires combined that they had to that number. And the person closest to that total number will win free bacon.
Fuck, let's have the bacon.
So
just the bacon, right?
Just the bacon.
God,
I think,
Tim, you had to see Johnny's face. It was angelic right there. He was like,
he's actually going to research this now and go back and
watch all your videos.
He's going to GPS it and he's going to write the numbers down and watch all your videos all over again. So that's a very good marketing technique right there to get everybody to watch the videos. But
exactly.
So now, how long did it take you to kind of let it all sink in that you actually broke a Guinness World Book of Records? I mean, I'm sure it didn't hit you right away.
Right.
But no. When did it kind of like sink in that, holy shit?
Last night, I was just kind of sitting around thinking about things. You know, I had to drop Beaner off at the airport so he'd get back to Florida. And just riding back to the hotel, I was just like, wow, looking back at what we did. you just don't realize the size of what we did. You know, we crossed, if you think of it, we crossed Louisiana, Texas. Texas was huge.
Oh, my God.
When we crossed the Continental Divide on a mini bike, you know, we're going up hills in first gear. We could have stepped off and walked faster.
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah. Could have, yeah.
And the temperature dropped. It was about 30 at the lower elevations. And as we got to the Continental Divide, it was 22 degrees. I did not have warm gear. I had a rain suit and I had a, my, of course, my sport coat and tie.
Right.
And a hoodie.
That was it?
And my raincoat. Nope. And yeah, it was 22 degrees. I was covered in snow.
Boy, that sucks.
Yeah, it started snowing and I was froze. And at that point is when I was thinking, I turned to Beaner there. We pulled along the road and I asked him, I said, look, tell me there's no more mountain ranges because I ain't got another one in me.
Right.
Wow. And he just kind of laughed and he said, I'm not sure. I don't think we do. And I looked around 360 degrees and all I saw was mountains.
Oh boy.
And I looked at Beaner and I'm like, are you sure? What about those over there? And he looked and he goes, I think we go around them. He knew darn well we had several more to go.
Oh my God.
At that point, there was no turning back because there was just as many to go over to get back as there was to go forward. It was miserable.
Wow.
But yeah, we're right in the middle.
It was worth it, though.
It was absolutely worth it.
Yeah. I commend you for what you guys did.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You did it for a good cause, and you broke
We hit every bit of weather.
You did. Yeah. You hit those crazy storms in Texas with the hail, right, and the tornadoes and all that.
Tornadoes, hail, rain. Yeah, it was it was quite the adventure. No, it was good times, absolutely, and for a great cause. We definitely, you know, raised some good money, got the word out about ALD, you know, and the mandatory testing. Hopefully, we can get done in all 50 states. That would be great.
That would that would be fabulous. That would be huge. I think Elisa and Bobby Seger, with Elisa, she I think there's two states now, right? Florida and New York are the two?
Yeah, I do believe.
Yeah, and if you go to the link that I put on our feed, AidenHasAPosse.org, it's going to give you all the information about what ALD is, why this $1 blood test on newborn baby boys is so important and so easy to do. And everybody should really do it. And these guys, to spread the word, rode on two mini bikes to bring awareness to this, broke records, raised thousands and thousands of dollars for the organization.
They did a great job.
Yeah, so, they did a fabulous job.
So, Tim, what was the actual time that it took you guys to do this?
Not miles.
At the time, we actually rolled into San Diego in 20 days.
Wow.
That's wow. I got to tell you, that's moving. We would stop for gas and there was days, you know, we wouldn't even eat lunch. It was just, you know, grab gas, grab something to drink and get going.
Wow.
We had one day, Kevin on his first mini bike world records a couple years ago, Beaner's best day was like 180 miles. That was the best day.
Mm-hmm.
We had a day of 265 miles.
Are you kidding me?
No, 265 miles was our best day.
Wow.
I was in need of an ass doctor bad that day.
I'm the expert on asses right there. Yeah.
She's got three hemorrhoids right
what
now.
What kind of, Tim, what kind of response were you getting from people that were passing you
on the highway? Stops. And
oh my God. Laughter, smiles, waves. We love you. Wanting to take their pictures with us at gas stations. It was nothing but good time. No road rage incidents, none of that.
Right.
People were absolutely amazingly friendly.
That's great.
There was times where we would we got stopped several times between Florida and California.
Why
actually,
were they stopping
I got business.
You?
Just to see, you know, some states, it's a gray area on what you got to have on a 49cc or less. To be on the road. Several states was no problem at all. Other states, they got real strict laws, and they would stop, make sure we were, you know, got everything we need, the lights were on, you know, and just basically curious about what we were doing. But that still didn't stop when, you know, a police officer would pull up next to us. It was like, don't make eye contact. And, you know, just keep looking forward.
And you know he's looking at you.
Oh, yeah, and you could just feel him staring at you. And there was a couple times where I would see Kevin trying to look without moving his head, and then all of a sudden he'd turn his head slowly to the left to look at the officer, and the officer had his cell phone up videotaping us with his cell phone and gave us the thumbs up.
Nice.
So,
That's awesome. That is great.
Yeah, law enforcement was wonderful across the country. One time in Georgia, we had one sheriff stopped. We had a flat tire, and he went way above and beyond to help us out.
Wow.
Actually took me in the squad car to his residence, to his house,
to
get tools, and to bike shops to get inner tubes. So,
awesome.
Yeah, amazing. So we were greeted lots and lots of wonderful people we met.
That's fabulous.
That's awesome.
This it definitely gives story, you a new perspective. Did you keep a journal or anything? Did you keep a journal?
I didn't have time. I know we were only doing 25 mile an hour, but to actually sit down and write things down, it was tough. We have video, and you know I remember most of it now.
Okay.
You know, we had to document a lot of it for the Guinness Book of World Records people.
Right.
So you know we have you know what routes we went, where we stopped. I got photos of all kinds of different people that we met. And once I see the photos, I'm sure that'll jog my memory. I'm going to definitely sit down and write this all down so I don't forget.
Yeah, no, definitely. This could be another book. And I would buy this book and read it
definitely.
Just to read about your travels because we don't have enough time really for you to talk about it. And I'm sure you're gonna remember
a lot more
You know, I'm just so proud of you, Tim. I really am. I'm so glad I got to hug you and squeeze you in Daytona, and it was great and get to meet you in person. And really, you know, with Kevin, I've known for quite a long time, and I know Bobby and Elisa Seeger and I knew Aiden, and so this means a lot to a lot of people.
Yes,
for what you're doing. And
it was awesome.
It was fabulous. My heart right now, if I could, I'm plotting, as they say in Hebrew, happy Passover to everybody. But yeah, it was very moving for me, almost a little bit personal. But it was it's like an honor to meet you. It really was. And I'm so proud that you got out of it, unscathed. That you did it. You broke these records, and I'm like, woohoo! I'm cheering. I'm jumping for joy. And
I was down in
so
Chile,
great.
I was constantly checking up on Facebook and seeing where you guys are at. Man, amazing, amazing.
Even to the time out to write back to me, I would write them. Where are you guys? And I was going,
yeah,
write back to me. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
This is what we
but
do.
I'm
sorry. I have a question now. Like towards the beginning of the ride, one of you guys. Wiped out, went down a hill or something like that? To a ditch?
I crashed. We had stopped alongside the road, and we have a lot of weight on the back. So it makes the front end a little light. And we were trying to get a picture taken.
Right.
And I went a little too hard into second gear from first, and oops. Kevin was in front of me. I flipped the mini bike over.
Oh wow.
And, landed, I hit my head on the ground, hands first, head. I never wear a helmet. I'm in Illinois. We don't have a helmet law. But on this mini bike trip, being in all the states, I wore one.
Yeah,
and I'm glad I did because, the scratches on the side of the helmet, are a lot easier to look at than if it would have,
been
my head on the ground.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So it was I crashed twice. Kevin crashed right when we were getting into San Diego. We were coming down a hill. He had a flat front tire.
Oh, God, again.
But if he'd stayed on the back of it, he was able to ride it. But we were coming in a little too fast, coming down the canyon. He couldn't make the turn, and he laid it down and slid.
Oh.
And I chuckled because I know he's okay now, but he laughed at me for crashing. And I don't, karma has a
payback
funny way of getting back.
Karma, yeah. Good old karma.
I can see you guys being like, you remember in Dumb and Dumber when the guy ate the hot pepper on the floor?
I'm sure you had a lot of those moments. Oh, my
God. Yeah, it was a great trip. A lot of great people. It's a great cause. Raised some good money. I feel we got the word out there. I know when we got to San Diego, the local news picked it up.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
This really should be a national news.
So that was another nice little.
Man. They should really take that newsreel and send it to the national news of what you did and take that interview. This really needs
that
to
would be great.
Be yeah. out there everywhere. People need to know about what you guys did and
well,
for the
worldwide
reasons why you
right
did
right now
it.
With us. We're worldwide.
Well,
that's
right.
Right
now, 14,000 people are learning about it at this present time
yes.
right now. So that's 14,000 more people that
know about you. That's right.
Didn't know.
The blog and the website has great information about ALD and what we did.
Yeah.
It's informative.
I think I posted the link on the feed here, but I'll definitely be sharing it again for sure.
Awesome. I'm alone in San Diego. I am in Little Italy. The restaurants are amazing in this area.
Yeah, tell Johnny all about
that. I'm on
that
my way.
Come on out.
I
think I ran up to L.A. for lunch, and now I'm back in San Diego.
Nice.
And I'm going to have myself a nice little Italian dinner.
There you go.
Nice. Good for you. You deserve it, man.
Nice.
You definitely deserve
lasagna,
it, brother.
Without a doubt.
Nice glass of wine, big cigar.
Oh,
You're all good.
Oh, yeah. Life is good.
Go enjoy yourself, brother. And listen, anytime you want to call the show, please do. I'd love to actually meet you one day. Maybe I will somewhere in this great country.
There's no maybe. It's
going to
happen.
We'll meet you somewhere.
Tim's a great person.
Well, I got to tell you, the East Coast is definitely on my bucket list. I've never been out other than just to pick up a chopper and ride it back to Illinois.
Right.
But it was literally plane landed, took the cab to the bike and headed back west. So I'm planning on getting out to the East Coast and hang out for a couple of days, have a good time, and hopefully I can look you guys up.
Yeah, you definitely hook us up. Hook up with us, and
we'll do some
dinner or something.
That'd be great.
You know,
that'd be awesome. Yes.
So thanks for calling the show, man. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Hey, you guys take care, and we'll talk to you all later.
You got
it,
Tim. Thank you so much.
Get some rest.
All right.
Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. So I just posted the link. On our Facebook page, off the feed for everythingbeaner.com.
Yep.
It's the blog, and it's got the links to everything also in addition to Aiden Has a Posse. What a story.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
What an adventure.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, in the United States.
And they were
States,
funny the whole way.
It was hysterical.
Know?
I would have loved to, like, they had a camera in reverse filming the cops when they were coming out
they
of their
did.
Cars.
There was actually, they did do that. I remember one in particular.
Tim
turned the camera around so you could see what was
behind him. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But can you imagine every one of those and then make a collage out of every one of those?
There was quite a bit.
Yeah, they really, you know.
I'm sorry I told you about the baking contest. Now he's going to freaking, that's what he's
going
to be thinking about for the next 10 goddamn minutes.
It has 9 flats. That was funny.
He's multiplying in his head right now.
Really don't have any time constraints. We can go over.
I know.
Really? I just totally forgot.
We can do whatever we want.
We're independent.
We can do whatever we want, right?
We can do whatever we want. But I'm tired, man. I got to catch a nap.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
I know you're hungry.
I don't have lunch today.
Are you going to call Randy Miller and prank him?
Oh, yeah. Let's call him right now. Randy.
Ugh.
Randy Miller, that's his name. I make all your problems go down the drain.
Call Randy Miller.
Call Randy Miller.
Wait, what was the phone number? What was the phone number from that jingle? I used to know these things.
His name is Batman.
No, there was a phone number to that stupid jingle.
I don't remember. 277-928. Randy Miller, Randy Miller.
Ignore.
No, he's not going to ignore you.
Yeah, I know. Randy. What are you wearing? Lady?
Oh, man. He's real. Does he not know our schedule?
I'm masturbating right now.
Do we have to say that on the air? I just got a visual, and now I'm going to vomit my dinner. Really. Uh-oh. I had the best dinner.
Reach me. Leave a message so I can call you back. If you don't leave a message, I won't.
Okay, don't leave a message.
At a tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Randy, you're on the air, Randy. Where the fuck are you?
Let's not leave a message for Randy.
No, we're not leaving a message.
No, that's not. No.
No, why should
Randy Miller, that's his name. Make all your problems go down the drain. All right,
that's the end of it.
No, I'll try him again.
We tried. You know, what can you do?
What can you do? So...
We had
that was chilly. We all went somewhere in the last month.
Where did I go?
You went to Florida.
Oh, guess where I'm going, though.
Where you go?
In September. September 20th.
Cameltoe?
No. September 20th to the 27th. I'm not going to be able to go to Tennessee Bike Fest.
We're definitely going to try to get to that one, right?
Going to the Sicily Motorcycle Tour.
That's right. That is fucking fantastic.
Tour in Sicily.
Right.
That's my other... I get paid to do that shit, man. Well, I got to pay for my own effort, but everything else is good. I mean, I work hard, man. I'm multitasking.
Yeah, you got what you
I get to hang out with Lorenzo Lamas.
Nice.
Yeah, the Renegade.
Ride the Dragon?
No.
Again?
No, riding Lorenzo. No.
Hey, yo, oh, hey, yo.
Yeah. You guys are such a bunch of ass. No, but that's actually a really great tour. So thanks, Kip, for sharing.
Speaking about like tours like that, you got to check out Three in the Throttle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Three in the Throttle, man.
On YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Three, the number three.
Three on the Throttle. Check these guys out, man. They have three different bikes. They ride three different ways, and they have three different outlooks on riding.
I know.
So it's really an awesome thing to check out. Those guys are really cool guys, man. They're
and they
really
actually cool attach cameras, and maybe they should get in touch with Mike Harrison
for
roadcaptain.com.
We're going to get these guys together.
We need to network these guys.
These guys will work great together.
And they can actually test out this app. These guys are great, Mike.
And then when they get through what they got to get, they got to go have some cold cock. Right?
Whiskey. Whiskey. Please put the word whiskey at the end of that sentence.
Gold cock whiskey.
Because, I don't know.
Gold cock is really...
That would be like Tim was in the mountains, freezing cold in the snow.
Cold cock. Yes, you did.
Yeah, but if you didn't put the word whiskey next to it, you wouldn't... Never mind.
That's true. Yeah. You have a point there. You do
I do have a point. So
it's on the head.
Okay.
But you know what, though?
No, but that...
Like I was saying about Cold Cock real quick.
Do we have any other sponsors we could talk about?
Yeah.
How about the man? Well, you're playing them now?
We've been playing them all night.
Oh, I don't listen to the commercials when I take the headphones on because you have the volume too loud.
I break my ass making commercials and shouldn't even hear them.
No, I don't care. I don't care. I really don't. No, but Cold Cock Whiskey. What about 1940s Brewing Company?
1940s Brewing Company is an amazing beer. Here local on Long Island. Right?
Whereabouts?
They're in Holbrook.
Long Island.
At 1337.
Long Island?
Yeah.
1337 Lincoln Avenue in Holbrook, New York. And, their beer is so good. I just had a couple of beers a couple of weeks ago over there.
Are you sure it's only a couple?
Go see Charlie out there. 1940s Brewing Company. He'll take care of you. Definitely take care of you.
That's right.
So, anyway, what else you got?
Well, we have a couple of minutes left to go here, and
let's try Randy again.
Try Randy one more time. Maybe he was in the outhouse.
Maybe.
No, he was not doing that. God damn it!
We'll ask him.
You reached me.
Oh, you fuck! Now this time he purposely. He's a bastard.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
Wow.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
You have 15,000 people looking at you, Randy, and you fucking don't answer the phone. Fucking bastard, you.
Randy.
All right, so we're going to end it with, Rod, you always
have
your
Rod,
little,
you have your thing.
Your
like
little
to
thing
do.
You'd like to say, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Well, like I always say, support local causes. The we just spoke about Tim and Kevin's ride. Okay, people. The ALS, Aiden Jack Foundation, support them. Cancer Society, all the different aspects that we've mentioned on the show. And sign up for organ donorship. Give back what you can give back.
Right.
That's what I got right now.
The New York Donor Network or the DonateLife.org. Donate. We've posted about it before since we lived the crazy lifestyle that we do. Just, you know, think about living vicariously on. Through somebody else after, God forbid, something horrible should happen. Or if not, if you die of natural causes, you can still donate your body parts and live on forever.
Forever. That's right. Forever.
Plus, also, check out our show on the website or Facebook, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Oh, yeah. We have exciting news, too. If they go to our website,
yes,
our show has been added to TuneIn.
TuneIn.
You can actually download the TuneIn app now.
Check out the TuneIn app and get the show.
You can download it free, and you can listen to it from your phone. Mm-hmm. You can also download the Mixlr app as well and
listen to
our show live on the phone and never miss an episode.
That's right.
And we also play past episodes as well.
Yes, we do.
In between.
Everything's archived.
And everything is – well, because I do all the hard work
around
here.
She does it. She's the woman, man. Gotta
give the one that downloads and uploads and downloads and uploads and downloads and uploads.
Are we still talking about the website?
Yeah, that too.
Plus, on Wednesday nights, I'm on a show called The Jim Chinesi Show, which is on from 8 to 10 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we tell a lot of dick jokes and shit like that. So
you guys are disgusting.
Yeah, we are disgusting. But check that out if you want to check it out. Have a good laugh.
I just wanted to say hello to all of my friends that I've met in the last couple of weeks in Chile.
All one, maybe?
Yeah,
no, actually, someone actually messaged you on here.
You owe money?
And said something. No, it was actually very nice. We had somebody from Chile that said something. We called you Primo or something.
That's probably my cousin.
That was your cousin.
Yes, my cousin.
Very nice.
I just want to say to all the people I met in Chile, you guys were great. I had a wonderful time with everybody. My cousin, Catalina, her boyfriend. My other cousin, Veronica, her husband, Sebastian. We stayed at their house a few nights. Fantastic time. For you here in America, you got to go to Chile. You got to ride the roads down there. You got to take a trip. It's absolutely stunning. The roads there are amazing. There were a few roads that I traveled that I would definitely put up against Tail of the Dragon.
Oh, really?
Really?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable roads. Most of them are fully Harley capable. But there's a lot of off-roading down in Patagonia. If you really want to get into the sites, you got to have a little bit of off-roading. So my suggestion to anybody, and I'm planning a trip to go down there in a few years, we could ship the bikes down there. We could try to rent. It's very difficult to rent. Harley-Davidson's are the upper echelon bikes in Chile. It's the high end over there.
Well, that's the way it should be, man.
It should be. But getting down to Patagonia and traveling the roads, we could get to a lot of good places, but there's a lot of off-roading that'll take you to some really amazing places. If anyone saw some of the pictures that I posted of the volcano down there that I went to, that is a definite off-roading situation. And I did get the chance to meet with the guy who has a company down there, Moto Patagonia. Daniel's a great guy. He'll hook us all up. So if you get the chance, get the bikes to Santiago, Chile, take the ride. Go down to Patagonia area, go see the volcanoes and the waterfalls, and it's an amazing, amazing place to go riding.
Oh, I would definitely want to check that out.
I'm so down, and the scene down there is great. Right. There's a lot of good people down there, so love you all.
And if you want to express how happy you are that I'm back now, you can text us.
Shut the feed.
I'm shutting the feed.
You can call us. Johnny's back, and it sounds good in here, right?
Johnny's back.
And Rod is back.
I'm back.
No, Adam's not here.
Adam
is working at the WWE wrestling battle that's going on right
he's
now.
He's wrestling right now.
He's wrestling right
at
now.
At the Nassau Coliseum. And I hope you guys didn't have to pay $40 for parking.
Oh, my
God.
I heard that. Billy Joel, what was it the other night? $40?
Jeez.
There's a reason I wanted to stay in Chile.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Me, Johnny Rizzo, a.k.a. Johnny Steaks, Mama Mayhem, a.k.a. Mama Dukes.
And right here, a todos a Chile, con muy, muy, muy cariñoso a todos.
And everybody have a great, safe week, right? Keep the rubber down, the shiny side up, and we'll see you next Monday.
Remember.
Feel free to check out our website, text us, call us, whatever you want to do.
It's a two-wheel thing.
It's a two-wheel thing. Later.